something. The Bible says, do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee. And I'm not, I grieve with those that rise up against thee. I hate them with a perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. And the Bible says that the homos in Romans 1 are haters of God. Yep. And the Bible says, do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But no, it's love everybody. David didn't love everybody. And he wrote that under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. You know, Ray, let's name another name, Ray Comfort. Yeah. Ray Comfort attacked me this week and said,
this pastor in Arizona with a tiny church.
Oh, really? Our church is tiny? Our church is double the size of the average independent Baptist church in America. Look it up. The average independent Baptist church in America runs 75 people. We average above 150 every Sunday morning. We are not tiny or average. We are double the size of your average church. But they say, oh, it's just a tiny church. Try to trick you into thinking nobody believes like this. Oh, tiny congregation. No, our church is above average size, not even amongst independent Baptists. If you include all types of churches, our church is above average size church in America.
Amen.
Ray Comfort said, oh, this pastor of this tiny church in Arizona, you know, his preaching hate and not love and blah, blah.
And he said, oh, he tried to use the Psalms as a proof text. Of course I use the Psalms. It's God's word. But here's what he said. He said, well, that was just David's private prayers with God.
What?
Yeah, Ray Comfort, it's so private that it's been translated into every language. He said, well, that was just David's private prayer. David was just getting that off his chest between him and God. No, it was a song that David wrote and delivered it to the chief singer and said, hey, the whole nation's going to sing this song that I wrote. Do you know that the Psalms are songs? I mean, I wish I could,
do not I hate them that hate thee. I hate them with a perfect hatred.
You know, I mean, I don't know the tune, but I mean, it's intended to be sung publicly. And David didn't just pray this to God and somehow somebody was peeking and listening in and wrote it down and somehow it leaked.
Somebody leaked it.
Against God's will and against David. Are you stupid or something, Ray Comfort? How can it be a private thing between him and God when it's in the Bible? How can it be private when it's been translated into every language? How can it be private when it's been read by billions of people? Because he's a fool, that's why. And he sits there and says, oh, this is just, you know, this little pastor of this tiny church in Arizona. No, our church is growing every month. Our church is getting bigger and bigger. I think we just baptized 6 people this morning.
Amen.
You know, and we're about to baptize several more after the service tonight. And he said, oh, you know, this tiny little church doesn't understand that Psalms is a very private book between David and God.
It's not intended for us to actually read it and believe it and practice it.
You know, it's like all those private letters to Titus and Philemon that got leaked.
Yeah.
You know. WikiLeaks, it's like spiritualleaks.com or whatever, Spirit Leak, some spiritual Snowden, you know, that released all this stuff,
blew the whistle on David's messed up prayer life, kill these people, God, kill them, oh no, somebody found out about that.
The Bible says this, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from the Lord thy God. God's wrath will come upon you if you help the ungodly and love those who hate the Lord. If you love those who hate the Lord, you're not right with God. You say, well, I love homosexuals. You're not right. You're in violation of Scripture. You're committing sin. It's a sin. Because 2 Chronicles 19:2 says so. You know, wow, 2 Chronicles. Look, what other books don't you like? Well, I just like the New Testament. Okay, you didn't like Romans 1 earlier. You didn't like Jude. You know, it's all Bible. And you know what? God is the author of the Old Testament just as much as the New Testament.
Yep.
Quit denying Scripture. I don't care what testament it comes from. It's God's word.
Amen.